A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Life Talk. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Thursday, May the 26th, 2022. Tonight on Life Talk, the Women's Roundtable, we are going to be looking at various issues affecting women. We will look at what is going on regarding some of the businesses that women are actually running during this COVID-19 pandemic. We'll also be looking at some of the developments that happened this week in the country regarding, we saw the Constitutional Court making a ruling that the age of consent for girls is now going to be moved from 16 to the age of 18. So we'll be weighing in on some of those issues, and I have several guests that will be coming in to help me analyze what is happening on the ground. We'll also look at some concerns by women who are part of the Women's Bank, who are saying that they have been contributing to the Women's Bank but have received no returns. So we will definitely be looking at that to see whether the Women's Bank in the country is assisting women as they are expecting. But to roll off the program, I will bring in my first guest, who is going to be assisting me and speaking in Ndebele and Shona in English on this program tonight. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvelous. Happy to be here this afternoon. It's afternoon for me. I'm in Toronto.
Thank you so much. If you can give us your name and tell us what organization you are from and what kind of work you're doing currently.
Okay. My name is Sharon Jovo, and I work with Plan International Canada, where I support adolescent girls and young women in accessing their sexual and reproductive health rights. And I also work very diligently in the Zimbabwean community, working on economic empowerment issues.
And like I mentioned earlier on, we saw the Constitutional Court making a ruling, or, you know, saying that the age of consent for young girls will now be moved from 16 to 18. What's your view on that?
This is a very welcome move because 18 is the true adulthood, but we know scientifically the brain is not fully matured until into the early 20s. This rule will see enhanced protection for our young women, and we always say they are girls, they are not brides. So this ruling will definitely strengthen the protection for our young women.
Yes, and let's go into the meat of the program. Like we said, we're going to give you an opportunity to tell us about some of the activities that you are running. You said personally you are working with women in Zimbabwe. What kind of work are you doing, and what kind of response have you been getting from women?
Okay. I work with women in the areas of economic empowerment, focusing specifically on Zimbabwean women who now live in the diaspora. My observation over the years has been that even though we have moved from Zimbabwe to economies that are strong, economies that have strong and functioning systems, we continue to operate as if we were still in Zimbabwe. So what I do, I run a program called From Margins to Mainstream, which is a program that helps women to move from operating their businesses on the margins of the economy and gets them to operate in the mainstream of the economy. Some examples of doing this include registering their businesses so that they can access any funding, grants, and support from the government, and so that they can have an economic footprint in the economies of the countries where they live.
Yes, thank you very much. If you can go into Ndebele and just tell us about your organization and the kind of work that you're doing.
Sure. Igama lami nguSharon Njobo, ngikhuluma ngilapha eCanada, ngisebenzela inhlanganiso ye Plan Canada. Ngisebenza ikakhulu lamantombazana labo mama abancinyane, young women, ukubaphathisa ukubavikela emkhuhlaneni we-HIV AIDS. Ngisebenza njalo phakathi komphakathi kulabo mama abavela eZimbabwe asebehleli lapha eCanada. Ngisebenzelana labo mama ukubana sixhasane ukuzithuthukisa ngokomnotho, ukuzithuthukisa economically. Nginanzelele since ngafika lapha eCanada ukuba sivamise ukuthi asinanzelele ukubana sesihleli emazweni lapha ezomnotho ezihanjiswa khona ngendlela eyehlukeneyo lalokho esikujwayeleyo lapha esiqhamuka khona. Ngalokho ngithola ukuthi omama lokho beziphatha ngendlela abayijayeleyo from ekhaya eZimbabwe. Kuhlanganisela lokubana imali yabo bayibamba kanjani. Lapha emazweni esihleli khona kulenhlelo eziningi eziphathisa omama abafuna ukuqala amabhizimusi. So ngiyaphathisa omama ukubana ba-register amabhizimusi abo ukwenzela ukubana babe le ngxenye kumnotho waleli lizwe lapha esihleli khona eCanada. And lokho lakho njalo ku-relevant la kwamanye amazwe afana labo America, labo UK, labo Australia. Njengabo mama sivame ukuthi siyasuthiseka ngokuhlala emngceleni wendaba zomnotho welizwe. Uhlelo engilusebenzisayo ukusebenzelana labo mama luthiwa From Margins to Mainstream. Lokho kutsho ukuthi omama ngiyabakhuthaza ukubana basuke emngceleni bangene esidikidikini sendaba zomnotho welizwe ngokuregister amabhizimusi abo benze izinto zabo ngendlela esemthethweni ngazo zonke izikhathi. Ngingene endabeni ubana ngenzani undaba emqoka kule impelaviki ngesonto. Ngizabe nilohlelo lokufundisa omama ngendaba zeWhatsApp. IWhatsApp siyazi siyijayele emafonini ethu lapha sivame ukuyisebenzisa ukuhambisa indaba. Esikhathini esiningi futhi sihambisa indaba ezingayisizo. Ukuchoyo ngale weekend ngithi wozani bomama ngilifundise ukubana lingathuthukisa kanjani amabhizinisi enu ngokusebenzisa iWhatsApp business app. IWhatsApp yona ithinta millions and millions of people ngama seconds. So nxa ungusomabhizinisi ongumama, as long as ule phone, ule data, ulakho ukubana uthengise okuthengisayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele ngokusebenzisa iWhatsApp. So yilo uhlelo engiyabe ngiluphethe ngesonto ngifundisa omama bekungo 6 p.m. isikhathi seZimbabwe ngiyabe ngifundisa ngikuZoom njalo la kuFacebook.
Very interesting, very indeed. So maybe if you can go into the same thing in Shona, mungo tiza mti, mabasa api, amungu bata pa WhatsApp, mamungu tora ini kuti muno zizisa, veru jinji kuiti, vaite jema bizimisi. Muno jifandi sa se?
On Sunday, ndinenge ndichi matira magzimai, anova kwese kwese ku UK, ku Canada, ku USA, ku Zimbabwe, kuti uyayisisangane tidzidze pamusoro pe WhatsApp. Kuti WhatsApp tingaishandise sei kusimudzira mabhizinesis edu. WhatsApp tajaira kuti tinoishandisa kufambisa nyaya, kufambisa even makuwa. So tuna kuzvichinja izvozvo semadzimai kuti tingaishandise sei WhatsApp because tinoiziva kuti yakasimba inofambisa mashoko kunzvimbo dzakawanda and very fast. So tange tichidzidza tichishandisa WhatsApp business app kuti unorongedza sei zvinhu zvaunotengesa pafoni pako kuitira kuti vanhu vazive kuti unotengesa chii, zviri kuita mari uyezve zvinowanikwa kupi, nekurongedza iwo macustomers ako pafoni pako ipapapa itori office yakadaro. Unorongedza sei macustomer ako kuti vanobhadhara ndeava, vasati vabhadhara ndeava, vanofarira bhutsu nderava, vanofarira mudziyo nderava, uchivarongedza macustomers ako, uchivafaila pafoni ipapo.
Maybe if you can tell us the same thing in English, you have a very interesting concept. How can women use WhatsApp to advance their businesses?
So WhatsApp has this application called WhatsApp Business. WhatsApp Business is really helpful for the small to medium scale businesses. Can you hear me? We have a bit of a... Okay. So, and It is an office in itself. It has a number of tools and functionalities that every business needs. It provides you with a business profile where you can put your name and address and your office hours for your business. It also allows you to label your customers and categorize them according to how you want to access them. So it makes it easy for you to pull out customers that you want to identify. Say, like right now, it's towards the end of the month. You want to follow up on customers with outstanding payments. You go on your labels. You find those who still have open invoices. And you can also use the WhatsApp business tools to create a business catalog, which showcases your products and services. And you can upload up to 500 or more images. So you can have your virtual store that you arrange shoes, newly arrived dresses, clothes for women, food stuff. It's an online store that you can easily access information. But more importantly, it helps your customers to access information without having to download images, which is an issue. We hear people talk about data. But with the catalog, they can walk into your WhatsApp store, they take a look, they walk away without the need to download images. As well, it provides you an opportunity for a more intimate interaction with your customers. You can send a link for that WhatsApp catalog so that even someone who is not known to you will access that catalog. You don't need to be sharing your phone number all the time. So this is just some of the highlights of the issues that we will touch on and learn together on Sunday. And I'm inviting women in Zimbabwe and in every part of the world to come and participate in this training program, which is entirely free.
Oh, I was just going to ask that, is there a charge to this training?
No, it's absolutely free.
Thank you very much, Adair. We are two things. We see the partner, Sharon, is a woman, Tora, Ivo Pamsoro, Pima Basavar, Pitam Kubatsira Mazimai, and Yanakutiva, and the Ivo, but you can subscribe this platform. You WhatsApp, Kutivaiti, and Varanati. I see second day, reventing the owner, Pimita, the Ivo Mazimai, Kutu, Bangalore, Sana.
Between August and November last year, VOA spoke to 14 women in the towns of Mercer, Weldia, Gashena, and villages close to the town of Lalibela. They asked VOA to protect their identities due to security concerns. One survivor is in her 70s.
He asked me to go to sleep with him, and I begged him not to. Why on earth would you want to do this? I replied. You are young, and I am old enough to be your mother.
The mother of six children says the fighters kept her for days.
One of the 19 soldiers who raped me came to my home. He hit me on my waist and tied my hands behind my back. One of them raped me there in my house. Then they took me with them and kept me for a week without food and raped me every day.
A hospital nurse in Weldia says she has treated dozens of women allegedly raped by Tigrayan forces during the occupation. A report this year by Amnesty International says there's evidence of large-scale rape in other parts of the Amhara region too. Some of the assaults are believed to be revenge for mass rapes carried out by Amhara forces in Tigray, also widely reported by rights groups.
We are doing this because your forces, Amhara, and they have did this to our women, to our mothers, to our sisters. It's not a justification.
Asked by VOA about reports of rapes by Tigrayan forces, a Tigrayan government representative said,
in fact, one of the unique traits of the Tigray army is its unshakable principle of civilian protections. The government of Tigray has offered an independent investigation to be taken into all the atrocities committed.
Rights groups, including Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, say they've uncovered crimes against humanity committed by each side in both the Amhara and Tigray regions. This 21-year-old says her fiancé called off their engagement after she was raped.
They gang raped me in my vagina and anus. I couldn't sit. I was overcome with pain when I used the toilet.
Ostracized by her community, she now lives with her former school teacher. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, North Wallo, Ethiopia.
kuti vawanikwe ivo vachikurukura panyaya yemabasa ari kuitwa neWomen's Bank munyika vasiye mabasa nekuti vari kuti mari dzacho havasi kukwanisa kunge vachidziwana. Regai tiende kumunyarikani wedu watinaye pano Sharon Jobo awanikwe iye achitipawo pfungwa dzake kuti anoona sei zviri kutaurwa nemadzimai izvi. Sharon, unoona sei zviri kutaurwa nemadzimai izvi?
Iro ndo chokwadi riripo kuti pakawanda tinonzwa kuti pane mari yagadzirirwa kupuhwa madzimai. But kana takuongorora takutarisa kuti apuhwa mari yachona ndiani hazvizonyatsojeka. So ipapa panotoda kugadziriswa kuti tofanirwa kupuhwa information yacho kuti vanhu vazive kuti apuhwa mari yachona ndiani. But zvakanyanyokosha ndezvekuti kana tichishanda nemadzimai tichivapa mari tichivakweretesa zvakakodzera kuti vazive kuti mari yachona imari, interest yachona yakamira sei, uyezve mapayment terms achona akamira sei. Hatingangopa vanhu mari, panofanirwa kuitika yatinoti financial literacy. Ndakagara panyaya iyoyo futi ndotaura pamusoro penyaya yatinoti financial inclusion, kuti semadzimai tine kodzero rekuti tiparticipatewo kana pachigovewa mari, nyangwe dzekusimudzira mabhizinesi, dzingave maloans, dzingave magrants, kuti kana chiri chirongwa chehurumende, mudzimai wese ane kodzero yekuti aapply awane mari iyoyo. Pane macompanies akawanda, maorganizations akawanda anobatsira madzimai kana vakuda kuti vanyore maapplications achona anovabatsira kuti vawane mari iyoyo. Saka nyaya iyoyo inofanirwa kufambirwa igadziriswe, because kana madzimai asina mukana wekuti vazvisimudzire economically zvichatonetsa, because kana mukadzi akawana mari inoshanda zvakawanda kudzidzisa vana, kusimudzira mhuri nekusimudzira munhu wese senyika. So mari idzodzo ngapagadziriswe ipapo, vadzimai vapuhwe mari, mabhizinesi akawanda akaimpactwa neCOVID-19. So pane mabhizinesi ideas akawanda anoda kuti asimudzirwe nemari idzodzo. So hurumende ngairisponde nekukasika, vanhu vapuhwe mari idzodzo kuti mabhizinesi atange kushanda, nyika ibudirire, mhuri dziwane kurarama.
I just go into English. What is your view regarding some of these concerns that are being brought up by women in national interest regarding the women's bank? We heard them talking there to the people, saying that, you know, they have been unable to access some of the funds, although they went and back in the house, you know, and they're waiting to hear from the bank. But for now, they are saying that they have not been lucky enough
I'm deeply saddened to learn of this, and at the same time, I am not surprised, because this is something that we see time and time again, that a specific fund is set aside for women, and yet we don't see the benefits as women out of those funds. There has to be a review of these funds. If the funding is yet to be disbursed, there has to be communication and there must be transparency, where there has to be an audit that looks into who received the funds and what business were they doing. And the other thing as well that we need to be cognizant of is there has to be clear communication around the eligibility requirements to access these funds. And when this funding also has been made available, it is important to support it with training for women so that they know how to qualify and that they be strongly positioned to qualify for this funding, because we know that there are many barriers that prevent us as women from accessing some of these supports when they become available, and financial literacy being a key factor. When we don't understand the financial terms, when we don't even meet the eligibility criteria, they may require that we have assets but we know that as women, we don't have assets in our own names. So those are things that need to be factored in to ask, for example, kuti imimi muno participate ere pamikando pamaround, tivunze ma admin kuti muno badara ere kumaround nenguva. Those are the realities of our lives as women, and programs must be responsive to our reality. So there has to be an immediate review of the situation on the ground so that the women can benefit from this funding that has been availed. A number of businesses owned by women have been negatively impacted by COVID-19. Some of them have shut down totally. And they would need this financial support to revamp those businesses or to pivot and diversify. The fact that these women opened bank accounts, there's a cost associated with opening a bank account. So this is bordering on being exploitative, that women have opened their bank accounts. Someone is walking around saying we have a successful women's bank with so many women, and yet there is no meaningful benefit to those women. If anything, those women need to have their money refunded to them. And I do pray that they are not being charged monthly bank fees.
I think that was one of your concerns, but if you can translate what we've been there, I know today you are the super host.
Sure. Ividio esiyibone leyo ngaphambilini ibitshengisa omama eMashonaland province. I think ama province amabili aweMashonaland. Omama bekhahlamezekile bethukuthele ngendaba yokuba abatholanga imali ababeyithenjisiwe nguhulumende, imali eyayiza ababezayiphiwa through bank labo mama, i-women's bank. Omama bakhuthazwa ukubana bavule ama-accounts lali bank. Bavula omama ama-accounts, bayabhadala imali abazibanjelwa yi-bank ukubana i-bank ama-accounts abo abe-active. Kodwa kutholakala ukuthi sokwadlule isikhathi eside, akula ncedo, akula mali omama asebeyitholile. Lokho mina kuyangihlukumeza kakhulu, kungenza ngidane, ngoba into evame ukwenzeka isikhathi ngesikhathi. Ibizo lethu thina omama lisetshenziswa ngendlela engayisiyo, lisetshenziswa ukunothisa abanye abantu. So imali le nxa ingenile elizweni, imali le nxa uhulumende eyikhulumile ukubana yimali yabo mama, omama kumele imali le bayiphiwe, omama imali le kumele bayithole. Ziningi izinto ezibangela ukubana omama bengenelisi ukuthola imali uhulumende angazisebenzisa, o ibhanga elingazisebenzisa selizivikela. Ibhanga lilakho ukuthi omama imali ikhona, imali iphiwe abanye omama abakhwalifayayo, ngoba laba bebengela isiqiniseko sokubana bathole imali. Engiza kutsho kubank ukuthi lokho asingeke sikuvume njengabomama. Bekumele i-bank ifundise kuqala omama ukubana kuyini okufunekayo ukubana bathole imali. I-bank ibilomlando ukubana iphe omama i-information egcweleyo ukubana kumele bathathe manyathela bani ukuze benelise ukwamukeliswa le imali. Omama okunye okwenza ukuthi bengahlanganyeli ekubeni lamabhizimusi, kumbe besebenzise amabhizimusi aletha inzuzo ephansi kakhulu, yokuthi asilayo imali esenelisayo njengabomama ukubana sithenge into ezifana lestoko, ukuthi sibe le zinto zokuthengisa ezaneleyo. So ukuthi samukeliswe le imali njengabomama kuqakathekile kakhulu. So indaba leyi iyangikhathaza kakhulu. Kumele ukubana uhulumende ihlolisise ukubana imali le ingaphi. Thina njengabomama sifuna ukuba akwazi ukuthi imali le iphiwe bani. Umuntu wakhona ungaphi, ule bhizimusi enjani, njalo uphiwe malini. Ukubana sazi ukuthi imali yonke akade ikhona lapha ebhanga isetshenziswe njani. Lokhu ukuthi omama babanjelwe izimali zabo yibhenki kungela ncedo abalutholayo, angivumelani lakho. Nxa imali leyo ingekho, omama kababiselwe imali abasebezinike ibhenki. yiyo amazwi engingawatsho ngalesi sikhathi.
But Sharon, I'll give you a break, but please stay on the line. We have our second guest who is coming to join us all the way from here in the United States. She's a woman activist. She runs a lot of projects in Zimbabwe with her daughter. But I have the pleasure to introduce yourself and let's carry on.
Thank you so much, Sis Marvin. My name is Lucy Goero. I am the communications director of MTC Educate a Girl, Inc. I'm also the North American director of Rosaria Memorial Trust. Our work is centered around the girl child, protection of girls' rights, empowerment of girls. And actually with my daughter, who's going to be graduating senior class of 2022, like in about a week, she started a nonprofit called MTC Educate a Girl, where we have currently about over 700 girls participating in this sports program. In her organization as well, we have a number of orphaned girls who had actually dropped out of school due to the effects of Cyclone Idai, the current COVID lockdown, the effects of COVID, as well as the general kind of poverty that most rural folks are facing in their communities. They are actually sacrificing the education of young girls, of girls, and even of boys now, because we are now seeing the trend. But as families, actually, due to, especially in the Chimanimani area where we operate from, you find that there was a drought there. So as you know, that folks in the rural communities usually depend on what they produce to eat as well, and the extras, that's what they sell to actually send their children to school. So we are seeing a growing number of girls really, and yeah, and boys, girls and boys dropping out of school. So that is where our work is mainly centered, and in seeing the girls play soccer. Sorry, I can't hear you. You're so faint.
I'm saying that before the constitutional court actually moved the age of consent from 16 to 18, what's your view regarding that?
This is a really welcome outcome that actually we celebrated. The age of consent being lifted from 16 to 18 is really kind of a big deal. But my fear and my experience has been on the implementation part of it. How do we see this thing through to make sure that it's implemented? And how are we going to punish the perpetrators who are going to be engaging in sexual activity with these minors? All those tiny details, they need to be in place. And also our government to really follow up in actually making sure that the perpetrators are actually punished. Because you find that in the Chimanimani area, for example, where one of the biggest activities of MTC is, we have a number of girls who are actually survivors of child marriages. And one of them actually is a 16-year-old who will be going to Mrewa to play soccer. She's now actively involved in soccer because they feel that's where they get the refuge. But you find that that is where the prevalent of the churches that really marry off young people are. And we are talking of 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds. So this is a very welcome outcome on our part, but we are still very hesitant to celebrate yet, because we want to see what are the punitive measures, and we also want to see the implementation of of the said outcome, because that's where it matters most. That's where the rubber hits the road for us.
moramba muri kumbusara ni chishona kuti sangano renyu rinoita nezvei uyezve mukuona sei mutongo uyu wapiwa weconstitutional court nekuti vana havachakwanisa ivo kuti vawanike vachiita zvepabonde kana vaine makore 15 vawanika vachiedza kuti vasvike pa18 zvinorevei kwamuri semadzimai anorwira kodzero dzevana.
Ndinotenda sisi Mavhe. Ini sangano rangu rinoita rinomirira ndinomirira masangano maviri actually MTC Educated Girl Inc. It's in the name yezita resangano and zvakare Rosaria Memorial Trust. Tinoita zvekodzero dzavanasikana kunyaya pamwongo pebasa redu iri nyaya yekurwisa kurodzwa kwevana vadiki. Saka mutongo wakabuda wekuti zvona kurodzwa kuvana vadiki kusave buvasi vari pasi pe16 zvichidzika zviende pa18 tinogashira asi tinogashira tine kuve hesitant because tinoda kuti tione mashandiro awo chaiwo. Nekuti tinoona kuti nzvimbo zhinji kunyanya kwatinoshandira kuna Nachimani in the Manicaland area kune vemasangano ezvechitendero anorodza vana vadiki. And mukurodza kwavo vana vadiki ikoko tinoona zvakare vamwe vacho vaine kuchengetedzeka kwavanenge vari nekuti maitiro avo vanenge vachiwirirana zvakanyanya nevanenge vari mumasimba. Saka kuzo implementa zvinenge zvanyorwa pabepa hatizooni zvichibuda saizvozvo. Saka chishuviro chedu ndechekuti zvazvanyorwa zvazvave pachena saizvozvi kuti mwana ane makore gumi namasera hafaniri kunge achisanganikwa naye pabonde zvine zvakatikoshera zvakanyanya. Asi chatinonyanya kuda kuona ndikoko kuti izvona zviri kutevedzerwa here uye kuti abata mwana wacho akarara naye anenge achazonzwii ndopane nyaya yacho ipapo zvinokonzera kuti vanhu vazoregera kunge vachitindakabvumirana kurara nemwana uyu sezvezvitagonzi pamutemo havachakwanisa kuprotektwa but even pamutemo vasingakwanisi kuprotektwa is it going to be implemented? That's what we want to know because tinozonge takuona makeses ekuti vanhu vakuenda kunopula vamwe vacho dzinenge dziri hama dzabata izve
yo regai tione hatisi kukunzwai kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa aiwa nhasi tine madzimai ari kuita mabasa anotapira chaizvo vari kutaura ivo mabasa avari kuita munyika mezimbabwe nekunze tina muzvare Sharon Njobo vari pano vari kucanada uyezve naamai Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero vari muno muamerica vari kutaurawo mabasa avari kuita sesangano. Asi regai timboenda kuna muzvare Njobo timbonzwa kuti chirongwa ichi chavari kutigadzirira chavari kutaura ivo kuti chichange chiriko nemusi wesvondo chekudzidzisa vanhu kuti vawanikwe vachitengesa paWhatsApp vanhu vari kuwanikwa here vachinyoresa kuti vapinde pachirongwa ichi. What kind of response are you getting from women, especially out there, who want to participate on your platform to learn how to sell on WhatsApp?
Oh, thank you, Marvelous. Their response has been phenomenal. In fact, this had started as a request of by someone who said, "What is it that you can teach for free?" And I said, "I can teach how to create a catalog in WhatsApp business." And the interest that generated within Facebook was so huge, I couldn't contain it within that particular space. I realized that there's a need for people to optimize WhatsApp and to see how we can use WhatsApp to enrich and to grow our businesses. So the response has been actually phenomenal. And I'm looking forward to working with the women on Sunday. So pa ndaka set a time yemsangano ye training ndakaiseta ndakatarisira kuti ive nguva inoshanda kuvakadzi vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana sezve tiri munyika dzakasiyana vamwe vari kuZimbabwe saka kuZimbabwe training inenge ichitanga na 6 PM nguva dzeikoko kunoko kuNorth America wo inenge ichitanga na 12 o'clock kana uri kuNew York kana uri kuUK training inenge ichitanga na 5 PM time dzeikoko
Muchare ndongo chikore muri kunzwa here zvekutaurwa na sisi Sharon vari kutaura ivo kuti pane chirongwa chavari kuita chekudzidzisa madzimai kuti vawanike vachitengesa pa WhatsApp zvino zvingafarirwe here nemadzimai akadai sekuna kwamataura kumaruwa kwamunoshanda atisi kukunzwa here I think maybe it's okay zvakare Sharon, maybe if you can go into Ndebele and just explain to us in Ndebele how the reaction has been and where people can actually join into this program, because I saw a lot of people who are following here on Facebook saying that, you know, this is great work, but they want to know where can they follow you and where exactly can they register to be on your platform on Sunday?
Okay. So there is no formal registration process. Because tikaita zvima steps zvakawanda wanda izvozvo ndozvinoita kuti vakadzi kunyanya vazodzokera kumashure because sevakadzi tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvatinobatana nazvo kuchengetedza imba kushanda kurera mhuri so zvandiri kuita ndezvekuti ndine Zoom link randichasiya panapa and then musi weSunday zvamunongoita kungologa ini pa Zoom And ndinoona zvekare kuti I was supposed to speak in Ndebele. Ndinoona zvekare kuti Zoom inogona kunetsa. So I'm very conscious of women's access to technology and connectivity by internet. Saka ndinenge ndichishanda ndiri pa Zoom. Asi Zoom yacho ndichaigadzika pa WhatsApp. Ndichaigadzika pa Facebook, sorry. Kuitira kuti vanokwanisa kuona pa Facebook. Vanogona kuona because Facebook inoshandisa data shoma. So ngesonto avamama avanengi vatengise ukuthakazelela ukubana sihlangane sifunde ngekusebenzisa iWhatsApp. So akula mcimbi emnengi eyokuthi ubhalisa njani ukuthi uhlanganyele lawe kule training. Ngikhulumile ngaphambilini ukubana i-training le mara free. Gratis. Okwakho yikubona ukuthi ule data. Ufake ngizafaka ama details awe Zoom. Abangekho ku Zoom lingangena ku WhatsApp. Ikungangena ku Facebook. Ipage yami ye Facebook ithiwa Her Business District. Her Business District ngizayibhala njalo phansi lapha okubana liyibone. So yikho nje kuphela okufunekayo ulunge ubuye le phone yakho. Engeni WhatsApp ubuye le pen le paper ulungiselele ukufunda kunye labanye omama yikho engakutsho ngamazwi amafitshane
aiwa zvinonakidza izvi nokuti kazhinji kacho madzimai vanenge vachiti tiri kusaririra munyaya idzi dzekuti todzidza seiko kuti titengese zvinhu tinazvo pane vamwe vanenge vakateerera kana vari kwamutoko kana kwamurambinda vanenge vachiti ini ndine madomasi angu ndine mango dzangu dzandida kutengesa ndine WhatsApp asi haisi kundishandira munoona sei zviri kutaurwa izvi naSharon Jobo amai edu sindongo chikowero zvingashanda here kumadzimai amunoshanda nawo ekumaroho
ini ndinoona sekuti zvinhu zvinoshanda zvakanyanya and it's a very welcome initiative zvikuru sei kumadzimai atinoshanda nawo Nekuti sekutaura kwendaita kuti basa redu rakanyanyopoterera panyaya dzevanasikana. And kazhinji kacho tinoziva kuti tine shirikadzi dzakawanda zvakare dzinova dzakasiyirwa mhuri. Nemamwe madzimai anoita zvekutengesa musika vanoda kuedza kuti vaendese vana vavo kuzvikoro kana kumitambo yebhora. But havakwanise nekuti vanenge vachiti inini basa rangu harisi kundipa mari. Kana kuti zvandinokwanisa kuita zvacho ndinokwanisa kuruka hangu madhoiri angu. Asi handina wekutengesera. Saka zvinhu ndirona sizviri zvinhu zvakanaka zvakanyanya. Ndidai taikwanisa ndichazosanguya kuseri. Munyatso ndidzidzisa kuti madzimai aya tovaunza sei kuplatform yenyu. Mukwanise kunge muchivadzidzisawo. Nekuti it's a very welcome initiative. Ndikuti ndikopa zvangu a practical example. Musi wa 16 kune zuva rekupemberera vanasikana vemuAfrika. Vana vemuAfrika, or the day of the African child. Isusu sekutamba kwatinoita bhora veRosaria Memorial Trust kwaMurewa vari kuitawo mutambo webhora kuunganidza yavari kuti mega nhanga yekuti vanasikana vanenge vachiuya kuzodzidziswa. Then takati kune vasikana vari kubva kuChimanimani munokwanisa kuenda kwaMurewa kunotamba bhora. That's about almost 200 kilometers Murewa to, from Murewa to kubva kune vasikana kwavanogara vasikana. Varoti hatina mari, amai vakati mari handikwanise kuiwana. Asi manje vakapinda muma initiatives akaita sari kutaurwa naSister Njobo. Obviously vanasikana ava havacharasikirwa nemikana because kune vanhuwo vane matimu ebhora akaita sana Black Rhinos vanenge variko vachiona vasikana vari kutamba. Handiti inenge yatova mukana wokutamba professional soccer. Asi vana ava vari mumaruwa manje vari kurasikirwa nemukana nekuti havasi kukwanisa ma havana chouviri. Saka uyu mukana wakanaka zvakanyanyisa.
Ndozvatinowanzoda kuti kana tiri pamaplatform akadai towana madzimai achidzidzana. Saka zvare Njobo, vamwewo vakateerera vari kuti topinda sei sekutaura kwaita amai edu Sindongwe Chikowero. Topinda sei muchirongwa chenyu ichi chinenge mutakunacho?
Oh, okay. Ndatumira flyer kwamuri Marvelous. Ndatumira flyer ameno kuti munozorisa sei pa page ipapo. Zvatichaita ndichaisa zita reFacebook page. Then ndichaisa zita rangu muri kuriona Sharon Njobo munge anditsvaga pa Facebook. I have a very open Facebook. So munogona kukumbira, you can ask for the details, I can inbox them to you. But kunyanya flyer tichari share kuti muwane ma details achona. Chandino ferra nechirongwa ichi che WhatsApp, kutengesa ne WhatsApp to be online. Zvino tiisa pa same level. Mtikati WhatsApp business, maenzanisi. Azvina basa kuti uri okay Zimbabwe. Kana kuti ndini zvangu mamlambo ndiri kugwanda uko. Saka tese tinenge tasangana takuda kutengeserani Sis Lucy Mazai. Saka zvakuenderana nekuti paano wana link rangu recatalog kuti ndine Mazai ari kuita $3.50 uyezve anenge aona kuti ndiri muma area make. Anogona kutoona kuti zvekutoenda mutown maokay zvinotondidhurira. But inini izvi zvinotobatsira kunyanya madzimai kuti kana uine msika, you are confined to that space. And we know what happened to women during the lockdown when we were relying on physical presence in the market. So what we are doing now is to introduce and to enhance our presence in the digital market space because we know that it is more resilient, it is resistant to many of these shocks. So my encouragement is that we support if you have a relative ohama yaunoda kuti iuye kuzosanganira zvaunoita ingova juicer phone buy data for your relatives back home so that they can participate in this program and they can market, and it will make it easy for us to propagate the message. All they will need to do is to send us a link to their WhatsApp catalog and you're just forwarding. So instead of kutitumirane zvinyadzi, ngatitumirane ichi ma business opportunities, ma catalog evanhu vakasiyana siyana vari kutengesa. Kana tiri pama Facebook hapa, ninyezwa ukuti kulomunye ku Facebook odinga ama frozen chicken enketa. Mwana lesihlobo sami esithengisa ama frozen chicken enketa, ngiyathumela ilink ye catalog yesihlobo sami. Umuntu lana ose UK usexhumene lesihlobo sami esisenketa sebethengiselana i frozen chicken. This really opens up the world for women. When we were starting this call with Marvelous, I explained to you that I was actually sleeping because I had been training adolescent girls and young women in Malawi from 3 a.m. my time until about 9, 9:30 my time because of the time difference. It was a full day workshop. So this is one of the things that we touched on. My belief is that we have had enough time of relegating women to the low profit margin businesses. Kuti tese atinga kuye dovi, we cannot all be making peanut butter. So we can be doing other things. We can engage much more strongly in the economy as women, as long as we are connected to technology. We have the technology that also works in low resource settings. So what we are seeking to do on Sunday is to mobilize and get as many women as possible to learn in a safe space, to be comfortable with technology and be confident to use it to grow their businesses.
And would you say women are comfortable in technology? Because we've seen whenever on social media there is a discussion about real issues that benefit people, not a lot of people follow. But when you see something that has to do with scandal, you have a huge following and people follow that. How can that narrative change?
We are beginning to change that narrative. Sometimes the voices of the few, when they are loud, they can be mistaken for many, for quantum, but it is really just amplitude. They're just few and they're loud. I am really encouraged to see that more women are partnering and coming together to form syndicates and cooperatives to move the agenda forward. Skanyele UK lapana ukona ukoyi owenza izimanga bakona njalo opachedu varikusangana vachiita ma cooperatives vachitenga pamwe chete kuZimbabwe tine inonzi Today's Business Woman TBD yasisi uzila hove. So madzimai mtambo wachinja washanduka. Yes, pasara isusu vashoma tiri kuona zviri kuitika apa, but ivava vashoma vasarira vari kungonakidzwa nekuona zvinyadzi. By the time they wake up, we will be all so far ahead. So if you are still in that small group, it is time for you to get on with the program and catch up with the rest of the women. Vari kufidya nyoka dzavo pa WhatsApp apa. Tichitengesa, tichimuva stock chaisho pa WhatsApp, and iri kufamba stock.
So what prompted you to start this program?
Inini ndakadzidziswawo. And my philosophy is, if you, knowledge is not, knowledge is useless unless you apply it and you amplify. So I learned how to do it. I found it was helpful to me, and I knew naturally that it would be helpful to other people as well. And I found it was very simple and very easy, that this gadget that we have in our hands is actually a dynamite. It is carrying so much power and has such utility. It is transformative.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just go through a little bit of what people can expect. How does the WhatsApp business work to make money for those that will be on this training program? Just give them a snippet of what they can expect on Sunday.
Okay. So tichatanga nekudzidza about how widespread WhatsApp is. There are millions, like I think it's 4 billion or 14 billion minutes of voice notes, chete pa WhatsApp, pa Zuva. And also the number of downloads of WhatsApp in 2021, there were billions of downloads, people downloading WhatsApp. And what that tells any business person is all those are your potential and possible customers. And you'll be able to download WhatsApp Business. And you'll be introduced to the business tools that sit within WhatsApp Business. There are a number of tools. The tools that include your business profile, you can describe what business you offer so that when people see your profile, they can quickly know that, oh, they don't do chickens. And you can also have your business hours. We now live in a global village where 2 o'clock dzemasikati dzako, adzisi 2 o'clock dzemasikati dzangu. So before you pick up the phone to call me, my WhatsApp at least will tell you what times my business is open. Chodzika nao ma tools. Alarm, another meeting. Chodzika nao ma tools, aya. And you have labels. The labels help you to categorize your customers so that if you need to recall your customers for whatever reason, inini ndinotengesa maperfumes back home ku Zimbabwe. Saka ndine vanenge vachida maperfume evarume, pane vanofarira maperfume eku Button Body, pane vanofarira maperfume eku Victoria's Secret. So ndinongoisa label iroro pazita rako. Kana stock yabva ku Button Body ikasvika ku Zimbabwe, ndinongoshedza label riya revanofarira zveku Button Body. And then ndoti kutumira a message, nese inozi broadcast, tokuti mwa message kuti stock has arrived, and then you can get in touch and we can talk. And then the one that gets a lot of people excited, it's the catalog. Catalog, it's really a differentiator. It organizes your store. It transforms your store from kumpedza namo kumabiro kuya kwa unenge wakanzi shu. Everything, right? But it categorizes your store so that a person, when they click on your catalog, they can feel that I'm walking through. Now I can see men's fragrances, and they walk through women's fragrances, and they walk through car fragrances, they walk through home fragrances. So they have all those things. Maybe you want to categorize them by size, small, extra large, and things like that, or you categorize them by men's clothes. So the catalog allows you to do that. And you, as you do your catalog, you are taking pictures of your things and putting them on the catalog. And the catalog forces you to put their price. No more inbox for price. And this is very good
while we're on that one, I think, you know, a lot of people, especially in Zimbabwe, are very used to just saying, kanawavunza price, wanongoti inbox.
Yes.
Kamuo chomboti mwe muno ane vanova shandira, munano gona kuinrola mshandi wake yere.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Kuti vaise o catalog, iroro, especially kana irifoni yebasa. Mamafichane eyakatengu kongosela yekuti nichaze okubana iWhatsApp business isebenza kanjani. iWhatsApp business ngingayilinganisa lesitolo kumbe ihofisi ephathisa usomabhizimusi ukubana abe ngusomabhizimusi ohlelekileyo. iWhatsApp business apply iyakuphathisa ukubana ufake amazwi achaza ngobufitshane ukubana i-business yakho isebenzani. Njalo ulapho ukufaka ukubana ihofisi yakho or i-business yakho ivulwa sikhathi bani, njalo ivalwa sikhathi bani, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu abafuna ukuxhumana lawe bazi ukuthi nxa bekuthinta ukubana isitolo sakho sivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi. Njalo sisehla khonapho amathuluzi akhona ku-WhatsApp business ayatshengisa njalo ukuba akuphathisa ukubana uhlele amakhastoma akho ngendlela ofisa ngayo, ngendlela ekusebenzela lula. Ulakho ukuhlela amakhastoma akho based on izinto abazithenga kakhulu kuwe.
Saka nguva yedu ndoyaitashanje, tinokutenda ichaizvo. Mai Lucy Ndongo yeChikowero, vanga vari pano pachirongwa chedu, vachange vaine yavari kutaura kuti vane chirongwa chavainacho mwedzi unouya, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda, thank you.
Aiwa, I would also just like to thank Sharon Jovo, who was here with us talking about a program that she has on Sunday, where she'll be teaching women on how to do business on WhatsApp. And you can look her up on Facebook under Sharon Jovo. She will be able to actually bring you onto the program where you can learn how to develop your business on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, I think a network, challenges had her drop off, but we have her in the comment section, so you can follow her. I have pinned her comments, and also I'll be able to show her, share her flyer on our Shona Facebook page. Inini ni Marvelous Mhlanganya, huye nchitenda, madzimai vangavai nesu, panopachirongwa chedu nasi, uye zvetitenda vese vanga vari kuona nesu neavo vakateerera tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka ndiri kuno kuWashington ndoti muve nezuva rakanaka.